Well, Paul, it's a point for you. What did you make of your players tonight?
Fantastic. I really did. Two games in 3 days is a massive ask. And Danny coming in, Danny Guthrie coming in, and Fodey coming in were excellent. But new running and empty. First 45 was the best I've seen in my time here. And I thought we should have been a couple of goals up. But 11 points out of 15 is an incredible return. And if we could keep this little run going, you never know what it's going to take you. But I knew we'd run in empty towards the end. And Jason's made a great save. Sign a good goalkeeper when you don't have nothing to do and you make that save. But we're up against a good side, but performance-wise, very good.
Was it expecting, perhaps too much, to expect the whole 90 minutes to be the manner of the first 45?
It's impossible. There's no team alive that will dominate. Unless you're Barcelona, Bayern Munich. Anybody else will never dominate the ball. And you've got to hang in at certain times of the game, which we've done. Guys were running in empty, as I said, and had to make few changes. But performance-wise, nothing but credit to them.
It was really the front foot, wasn't it? The first half, all that was missing was a goal or two.
Yeah, and Jordan was unlucky with his diving header. Ben shot, hits a crossbar. So, but we dominated the game. Now you need to try and turn that into a goal. But I don't think anybody at this football club can say the lads are no giving everything they've got.
Does it make it frustrating for you? Or are you just happy with what you've seen tonight? Or are you actually thinking we should have won that?
There's ways to look at it. You could play exceptionally well and lose. You play really bad and win. Sometimes if you can't win a game, you make sure you don't lose it. And you pick up a point. And as I said, 11 points out of 15. If you went back 4 or 5 weeks ago and said you'll be no too far off it, then you've took your hand.
You'd have been quite happy with it, wouldn't you? 11 from 15, to be told that 5 games ago?
It's great. It's great form. It really is. And if you kept on doing that from the end of the season, then you'll not be far off.
No. Start for Keita tonight, 4-4-2, two right up there. The combination play in the first 20 minutes, half an hour, looked good, didn't it?
Very good. And Jordan looked more comfortable. Maybe we summed up beside him and gave him a hand. And I couldn't fault the work rate and the performance. I thought it was very good.
And Keita to get the opportunity, to get 90 minutes out of him as well, Paul. He's not played 90-minute games very often at all, if any, this season, actually. Yeah. How important was that for him?
Well, I think he's running empty. Foda might need another lung the night, I think. But we've got the doctor on call for him. So, but he ran himself into the ground, and his work rate, and as a young guy, came from France. And it's difficult when you're a foreign player going into another country. You've got to learn the language, you've got to learn the culture, learn new teammates. But the night was a glimpse of what we see of him. He'll make mistakes. And he's nowhere near the finished article. But you know he's got a little something there.
Bit of a scare for Lee Williamson. It didn't look good at one point, did it? But thankfully he's OK.
Well, he wasn't concussed or anything, so he was fine. And then Lee obviously landing on his neck, which was a bit of concern for everybody, but thankfully he's OK.
And now a good break to Reading, isn't it?
Oh, we need it. I mean, as I said before, it's a great tally, but we need a break, and the lads will get a couple of days free, which they've deserved, and ready to go again on Sunday.